Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru Weekly Knee Pain Podcast. This is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru. And today we have our lineup of questions that we're going to go over that have been sent in over the past week or so. Once again, I am going to cover all of our bases here. The information in this podcast is to help individuals that are experiencing chronic knee pain that's debilitating their life, knee pain that isn't allowing them to enjoy and do the things that they love to do, and they're searching for answers. And what I've found quite frequently is that individuals who are experiencing chronic knee pain have gone to all of the professionals who have gotten x-rays, CT scans, and MRIs, and everything is showing up normal. There's no problems with their knees, yet they still have chronic knee pain, and they're not getting any answers. They're frustrated. They're kind of at their end of their rope, so to speak, and this podcast is designed to give people that hope that they're looking for, to understand that there are solutions out there, that there are an infinite number of options. And like Thomas Edison said when he tried something like 6,000 different times to see if a light bulb would work, the reason why he ran out of options, it didn't work. So that's what we're here. We're looking at different options to look at how chronic knee pain can be addressed. And of course, it's very important that if you've had a knee injury, it's important that you go to the doctor and get it checked out. Get your x-ray, your CT scan, your MRI, and make sure nothing is broken or torn. Because once you rule that out, now we can work with exercises and stretching and things such as that that will allow you to move forward and get better, not get worse. Because if there is something that's broken or torn and you're not addressing it, you don't understand the capacity of what your body is capable of doing, you will probably end up very much like myself. And you don't want to do that. I ended up dislocating my left knee 4 times over a series of 5 months and needed to get reconstructive surgery on my left knee. So if I can help and share information that will benefit you, then absolutely. That's what I'd like to do. Okay, I have a question here from Philomena. It says, Dear Bill, my problem is that in the beginning I had a twist in my left leg. At that time, I put ice and some pain relief ointment. But gradually while walking, I started getting pain. I went to the doctor. He took x-rays and gave some tablets and asked me to do exercise. But even then, there was no relief. On the other side, there was water collection above my knee, and the pain was severe to walk. I finally removed the water, and in the x-ray, it showed that my left leg is slanting towards the right side. Report is saying x-rays and MRIs, a medial tear, and is worn out. Doctor told me there is some cartilage worn out, and also the water is getting collected again inside. The doctor has advised me to do arthroscopy. Some doctors advise me to have a knee replacement. Or he might slightly cut the top of the leg near the knee and make it straight. My family and friends have advised me not to do the operation because after doing it, I might not be able to move since there are many cases that have not worked. Please do advise what is to be done. Philomena. Philomena, thank you for your question. In this case, the information that you give me leads to a bunch of other questions. One is, how bad is the medial tear of your meniscus? Because depending on the depth of the tear or the length of the tear would determine whether or not I would go with the surgery. The meniscus is able to heal itself if, and from my research and other doctors and doctors that I have spoken with, have indicated that as long as it's like less than 25% or less than the entire length of the meniscus, that the meniscus is able to heal itself. So it's important to understand the length of the tear in the medial meniscus. As far as your left leg slanting towards the right side, that happens. And think about that. From a structural standpoint, that happens as a result of tension that gets stuck in your body, your body's nervous system, the way the body tenses up to protect itself. When you're experiencing pain, the body tenses up more. When it feels comfort, it relaxes. And generally what happens, and in my experience, what I have seen, is that when the bones will rub on the one side of your knee, that generally because the tension is on the inside, the pain, the body is tensing up and protecting itself at that point. Your nervous system has that ability to do so. It's doing so to protect itself from a perceived injury, perceived trauma. Now, that has probably been there for a while. You didn't indicate how long when you injured your knee or how long this has been going on. So, you're looking at the body holding on the tension to protect itself, and as it's doing so, it was functional for that injury. However, it's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life and have walk normally. And you're looking at the swelling, the water collection, the pain. All of that is a result of the body tensing up to protect itself. The water collection in the knee is a function of the lymphatic system. That is your body's garbage bin. It cleans out all of the goop, all of the gunk in your system. And when you have tension in that area, it's like there's a kink in the garden hose, and the garbage bin can't take out the garbage. So the knee swells up. There is also a component that the knee is trying to heal the damage of what's going on in there. So there's a component of swelling with that. However, if you have a tension pattern that continues to irritate the knee, it's like a downward spiral. It's like an endless cycle. You have more pain, so the body tenses up more, which irritates it more, causing more inflammation. It doesn't get any better. So the idea is to begin to create localized comfort in the knee. Create the space where the knee begins to feel comfortable. Now, comfort is relative, of course. If you've been experiencing knee pain for a period of time, then it's important to begin to get relative comfort. Meaning, if on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst and 1 being the best, if your knee pain is at a 9, if we could make the knee pain a 7, then that's relatively more comfortable than the 9. And we begin to create the conditions that allow the knee to heal itself. So we create more comfort, and then we create the conditions that the knee can heal it on its own with water and nutrition. That's very, very important. By the way, I talk about all of this in my free report. You can go to thekneepainguru.com, and you can fill in your first name and valid email address and get that free report that'll help you understand the bigger picture of what I'm talking about. So the idea is we need to create space in the joint. When we create space in the joint, then the body will be able to heal what's going on. It won't be in this endless cycle of pain, tension, and discomfort, making it more debilitating, making the joint wear away, and all of that. And I don't really talk about this much. However, it's really important that you get this addressed, and get this addressed soon. Because what happens is you have to begin to create that comfort in the joint, because if you don't, what ends up happening is eventually, and it's already happening, the cartilage is wearing out, the meniscus is wearing out. That's because of the lack of space in the joint. We need to create comfort in that joint and create it soon so the body can begin a healing process. And when it begins that healing process, then it's going to reverse everything. The body has the infinite capacity to heal itself. It just needs to be shown how. So, from my opinion, from my perspective, and in my experience, I would start creating the comfort in the knee first. And then get your water and your nutrition dialed in that creates the conditions so the body can heal what's going on. And then just focus on creating that comfort so that you're not creating pain in the knee joint. And then amazing things happen. I've seen some phenomenal stuff. And you can be helped. So, Philomena, let me know if you have any further questions. And start doing that. I get into details, like major details in my virtual clinic. You can go to my website, thekneepainguru.com, and get more information on that. Download the free report if you haven't gotten that. I also have an ebook. However, Philomena, from your perspective, what you have going on with the pain, I don't believe that the ebook would be of much value to you at this point. It will be down the road, not at this point. What we need to do is create that comfort in the knee joint. And as that comfort is created, that space is created, the pressure is going to get off the nerves, and you're going to see improvement. So, next question from Sanjita. There is great pain in my knees. I'm 70 years old. Doctor also says there is nerve pain in my legs. What should I do? Sanjita, the very same thing I was telling Philomena. We need to create the space in there. When the knees are in pain, when the legs are in pain, that means there's tension going on. Tension in the body, tension in the legs, tension in the knees specifically. This tension goes from your feet all the way up to your head. Now, in order to address that tension, we got to begin to create comfort. And the more comfort the legs feel, the knees feel, the body feels, the more it relaxes. That is kind of like a common sense thing. The more comfortable you are, the less discomfort you are in. So, once again, comfort is relative. We need to understand what comfort is. I teach you how to do that in my virtual clinic. I show you exactly, step by step, what the concepts I'm talking about. And this is not something I can really say over a podcast, tell you exactly how to do. It's just that you can imagine if your body is in pain, it's going to tense up. You can feel this. You can feel it in your knees. You can feel it in your legs. So by creating comfort, can you imagine the feeling of space being created in your legs, space being created in your knee joint? So every time you step, it's not irritating that spot. When you create that space, then the body knows what to do. It starts a process of unwinding and letting go of that tension, that the more space is going to allow it to heal what's happening. So, Sanjita, that's the best I'm able to help you with based on the question that you asked. So, question here from Pallavi. Says, hi, Bill. It was nice to find someone who knows knee pain. Yes, I do. And there are times when it's like going through that experience of my own my own knee experience, dislocating my left knee four times, was an eye-opener, and it certainly set me on a new path in my life. So, okay, continuing on with Pallavi's question. I'm 41. 3 weeks back, I got an MRI done and found out that I have chondromalacia of the patella that was causing me pain in both knees. I started physiotherapy, but I would like further advice as it hasn't helped much so far. 2 weeks every day. I'm looking forward to what you have to say. Thanks, Pallavi. Pallavi, thanks for your question. I am actually working with a client one-on-one right now who's actually he plays rugby on a very high level in Europe. And he is experiencing the very same thing that you are. He has the chondromalacia. He's been diagnosed with that. And basically what happens is, in layman's terms, the kneecap is so tight onto the knee joint that it begins to shred the back of the kneecap. And what happens is, of course, it irritates the nerves and it causes lots of pain. Now, based on working with my client, there's nothing like really wrong. I mean, of course, it hurts. However, the irritation is really the worst thing that's happening. And of course, after a period of time, you're eventually going to wear away at what's going on in back of that kneecap, and that's just not going to get any better. So, in my experience with physiotherapy, is they're going to do lots of exercises to strengthen the muscles in the legs. Well, the problem is it's not the legs that hurt, it's the knee that hurts. And there's a difference in how you address what's going on in the knee than what you do when you work the rest of the leg. So, like I was talking with regarding Sanjita and Philomena's question, we need to create space. And when we create the space in the leg, the space behind that kneecap, what's going to happen is it's going to take the pressure off of those nerves. Now, in working with Ricardo, who's the client that I've been working with, Ricardo has very tight hamstrings. He has very tight calves. Like, tension in his body is really, really prevalent. It's very difficult for him to stretch. So in order to facilitate that space that needs to be taken place in the knee joint itself, stretching needs to take place. Specific stretching in a specific order. And what's really important at this point is to stay away from the exercises, because the exercises is what creates tension. So we need to back off on the exercises. Like if we were working together, what I would do specifically with you is we would look at where exactly the pain is, and it's behind the kneecap. So there would be specific exercises I would have you do with your kneecap itself, stretching exercises that would take the pressure off of the nerves behind the kneecap. And those I would point out to you in my virtual clinic. There are other ones that work with the knee joint itself, specific range of motion exercises, actually stretches that we would create the space in your knee joint that allows the joint to relax, to take the pressure off of the nerves that are causing the pain. As we do that, we're going to look at your water and your nutrition and make sure that gets dialed in, because that's your foundation. Your body is able to heal what's going on in the knees based on how much water it has, because the water cleans your body out. It flushes out your system. It cleans out old dead cells, damaged tissue, and things like that when the body begins to heal itself. And that's why getting the proper amount of water in there is going to help The proper nutrition is going to be imperative as well. Nutrition that is going to heal what's going on in your body. And a lot of the foods that we eat on a daily basis can cause inflammation in our guts. It's important to recognize the difference between those, remove those gut-irritating foods from our diet, and get the foods that will provide the fuel your body needs to heal what's going on with the chondromalacia. So that's kind of like the foundation, the water and the nutrition. And then we're going to look at specifically with the breathing and the stretching in a chondromalacia situation. We get those, we get the body relaxed, it feels better, it reduces pain. Then we look at the breathing component. And it isn't until we get the pain reduced significantly and allow the body to back off as far as the pain, the pain that it's feeling, then we would look at exercises down the road. However, doing exercises straight out of the gate, that's causing the tension that is giving you the problem to begin with. Odds are this has been going on for a while, that it wasn't your knees just started hurting. It's been like that for quite a long period of time. So, Pallavi, that would be my approach to what you have going on with your knees. Shoot me an email, bill@theKneePainGuru.com, if that doesn't clear it up. Shoot me an email and let's get a one-on-one phone call. I'd give you a free consult and we can talk and go more in depth on this. Just put a free consult in the subject line, send an email to bill@theKneePainGuru.com, and we can talk more about this, and I believe I can help you. So that is my perspective. Okay, I have a question here from Amit. I have pain in my right knee. It hurts just above my knee. It feels stiff there. Though I am fairly active, the pain persists. It has been there for the past 3 years. How good is physiotherapy? Which physiotherapy should I undergo? How good would cycling be for me? Will I ever be relieved from this pain? Regards, Amit. Well, Amit, yes, I believe, especially if it's mild pain, you definitely want to get it addressed, because when you leave knee pain unaddressed, the body has this really cool mechanism. And if you get injured, the body compensates for that injury. Think of a stub toe. You're walking in your bedroom at night and you hit the corner of your bed with your toe and the body tenses up. Well, it moves all of the tension in the body away from the stub toe. So the body now no longer has the tension in the toe because the toe hurts and the body's protecting itself everywhere else. Functional for the injury, dysfunctional for you to go walking normal. What ends up happening is people will get problems in other part of their bodies days, weeks, even months later that they don't equate with that stub toe. It's the same thing with knee pain. You compensate for your knee. This is what happened to me. The left knee got dislocated. What happens is my left hip pulls up. You could even do this, like stand there and do this in your own body. You begin to bend your left knee. Now your left hip begins to tighten up because you don't want to step on your left leg. Now you start walking on the ball of your foot or like right by your toes, and you're now limping. So your whole left side is tensed up towards your head. Your body now begins to shift over to the other side. meaning all of the tension goes into your right hip. And now your right leg has to take the brunt of the, all of your weight. Now you have more pressure in your right hip, your right knee, and your right foot. Same thing going up above the waist. Now your torso is tensed up, and it slides over to the right. So your spine slides over, and now the tension goes up into your shoulders and your arms, because now you want to support yourself with your arms. So you have increased tension in your arms, your shoulders, your neck, your chest, your back. You probably may even clench your jaw. So now, you just injured your knee, however it affected your entire body. Your entire body is now in a fight, flight, or freeze response. Your sympathetic nervous system, which is your fight, flight, or freeze response, increases blood pressure, increases body temperature, increases heart rate, increases your adrenals, your body's production of adrenaline and cortisol. All of this stuff has a physiological response. Your body has a physiological response to that. So now it's going to be more difficult to digest food. You're going to be more irritable at home. It's going to be more difficult to sleep, because now your body is always thinking that it needs to fight, flight, or freeze. All of this is affecting your body. It's affecting your quality of life. It's affecting your relationships with your family, with your loved ones, with your significant others, with your friends, the sports that you want to play, all being affected by what's going on in your knee. So it's really important to address these things. If the pain's mild in the knee, if the pain's severe in the knee, it all needs to be addressed. Because then, if left unchecked long enough, and your quality of life goes down long enough, you're not going to have answers. You're not going to get answers. If there isn't anything broken or torn with your knee, the doctors aren't going to have anything you can do except prescription drugs, pain-killing shots, or at that point, if nothing is broken or torn, they're going to suggest physical therapy. And that really doesn't address it. What's looking at, and eventually left unchecked long enough, and the knee pain gets severe enough, the suggestion is knee replacement surgery. That, to me, really isn't a great option. So, that, Amit, hopefully that, as far as physiotherapy goes, looking at physical therapy, a lot of it depends on your physical therapist. See how you feel when they're working with you. Are they really listening to you? That is so crucial and so important. Because I've been around physical therapists that really don't know a thing. They aren't there. They aren't present to what you're saying, to what's going on. And I've also met physical therapists that are phenomenal. So it's really individual specific, and see how you feel and if they're really helping you. Are they there for your best interests, or are they just kind of moving people through like they do McDonald's? So as far as cycling would be for me, for you, I would suggest cycling would be a good thing if your feet are attached to the pedals one way or another. They have either toe clips or clipless pedals, and that's going to bring a balanced strength to the leg. And when the legs are balanced, that is what's going to eliminate a lot of pain. So, Amit, thank you for your question. Okay, I have a question here from Muna. Muna has a meniscus tear. The meniscus has healed, but she still has stiffness. because of stiffness, she had to go under an operation. It's been 1 year after my third operation. Though slow, I can feel the progression. My knee bending range is about 100 degrees. As per her doctor, there's chance of further improvement if I try my best. I am now 22. Because of incomplete range, I can't do all the exercises mentioned in your book. Whichever possible, I try to do them. While doing exercises that include the squat, I feel pain in the knee just below the patella where there is an incision. My doctor says that's normal, so I decided to continue with my exercise. But is there any way to reduce the pain as the pain becomes a hindrance even while walking after I do the exercise? Also, can you be more specific what kind of exercise in a swimming pool will be more effective? Also, how much ounces in terms of a liter? Because internet connection is not so good in the place where I live, I may not be able to hear the podcast as well as watch the videos. Hope to catch you soon on email. Muna. Okay, Muna, let's get you an answer here. As far as where the pain is with the incision, I would get some Tramiel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. There is a link on my website. And Tramiel is a homeopathic gel that you can rub into the site of the incision. That will promote the healing of the incision as well as with pain and discomfort. That's something that I would do. If you don't have Tramiel, I would just massage that area. Go lightly. You don't want to cause an exorbitant amount of pain. However, what's happening is you have a scar tissue underneath there, and that is connective tissue. Scar tissue is connective tissue or fascia that adheres at the site of an injury. As you begin to massage this, it's going to, as you work this on a daily basis, that is going to help break up that scar tissue, and it's also going to help reduce the pain. As far as exercises in a swimming pool, swimming. Just do light swimming where you're kicking your legs. That's really a nice controlled movement, and your body is supported by the water. You're not supporting the entire leg, and you can you don't need to support your entire body because of the buoyancy that your body is in the water, so that's going to help out a lot. If you can't do swimming, then just walking around in the pool is going to help. In terms of ounces, in terms of a liter, you're looking at, well, let's put it this way. The number of, how many ounces are in a liter? There is a, you can do ounces in kilograms, your body weight in kilograms. I'm not really sure what the conversion rate. Let me see. I'm gonna have to work on that. I'll get my assistant Heidi to get that out to you in terms of a liter. But I don't have that answer right now. There's a lot of calculators on the internet that you can do how many ounces are in a liter, and they can find that answer for you pretty quick. Okay, next question is from Anil. It is, I'm having pain in my right knee, and doctor tells me it's patella femoral pain. I'm doing exercises for the last 8 months, but no major relief. I want to get rid of this. This started after an H. pylori infection was treated. Okay, regards Anil. Okay. This is a perfect example of how the body is connected. Remember what I was saying, that if you compensate for your, or the example was the left knee, and how the entire body compensates for that injury, just as everything else in the body is also connected. Meaning, you're looking at an issue with the esophagus, the stomach area. That's what the H. pylori, the general vicinity where the issue is. And what happens is your body is all connected. You can't just isolate your stomach or your throat or the knee or whatever it is. And when tension begins to pull in one area, it has a reciprocal effect in other areas, meaning the body is compensating for what's going on in the stomach. It's also going to, it can pull all the way into the knees. It's very much like if you were making your bed. You have a bed sheet, and you pull the top of the bed sheet towards the top of the bed. It's also connected to the bottom of the bed sheet at the bottom of the bed. So as you're pulling one end, the other end is connected. And that's what happens in our body. The body functions in the very same capacity. However, everything is under tension, and it needs to have a balanced amount of tension in order for it not to be in pain. So that's really important. And the patellofemoral pain just means that there is pain above the kneecap near the femur, like between the kneecap and the quadricep. And generally what happens is that there's a tension pattern going on. There's a lack of space. And with that lack of space, it's impinging on the nerves, the very basis of pain. So by taking the pressure off of what's going on in that area, the pain begins to go away. Of course, we need to look at water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. We need to look at all of those areas in order to address that. So, Anil, I would suggest if you haven't received my free report, do so. One of the areas that I get into is in my virtual clinic. It's called the Stretching Lounge. And I have two areas in my Stretching Lounge. One is active stretching and one is passive stretching. And I believe both of those areas are going to help you a whole lot in terms of focusing on stretching to create that space that you need in your right knee, and that's going to help what's going on. So, okay, I got a question from Pinky. The question is, I'm from India. My mother is 65 years old, and she is overweight and a heart patient, so cannot undergo any kind of knee surgery or take medicine. So can you suggest something that she can do to relieve her knee pain because she can't even go to the bathroom because of excessive pain? Well, not being able to go to the bathroom would be painful enough in and of itself. The big thing is water. I think that is a huge piece. I'd look at this point, looking at water and nutrition, and look at removing those foods that create inflammation in the body. And that's going to help twofold. One, increasing the water intake is going to help flush your mother's body out, as well as the food, the proper food, even without exercise, is going to help you lose weight. Your body will normalize itself when it eats the proper food. So you're going to reduce the inflammation as a result of the food that you're going to eat, the proper food, as well as the water is going to help. A lot of times there was a Dr. Batman Geldich. He did a 20-year study. He was an Iranian doctor that did a 20-year study with tap water. And he found out that a lot of the pain that people are experiencing, chronic pain, was due to chronic dehydration. So by increasing water intake, it reduces the acidic level in the body, and that acidic state, or that like battery acid, you could think, is sitting in the area of most tension, irritating the nerves. And when it irritates the nerves, it causes pain, sends a signal to your brain that you have knee pain. So I would start with water and diet. That would be the huge piece. So, Pinky, let me know if that helps out for you, and if not, shoot me another email. A lot of that information, I go into great detail on that in my virtual clinic. Go to thekneepainguru.com and get further in-depth in the virtual clinic. Right now, if you purchase the ebook, Stop Your Knee Pain Now ebook, you get a free month in the virtual clinic. So you can check that out and see if that works for you. So, okay. Question here from Judy. I don't know if you take personal emails. Well, I think I do. My mother is 78 and has a torn meniscus in her right knee. It happened back in February of this year, 2010. The doctor wanted to do surgery, but she has underlying health issues, had two heart attacks and open heart surgery. So at this point, she's not having the surgery. But the pain she gets in her knee sometimes is bad. Bengay is her best friend, but doesn't always work. Is there anything that you know of that she can do to help with the pain she has? It interferes with her walking, etc. Please help if you can. Thank you, Judy. Okay, Judy, I would get some of the Tramiel that I was talking to. Who was I talking to about that? Muna. I was telling Muna about that earlier in the call. And that you can get Tramiel, and Tramiel is a tremendous, it got me through 15 years of judo. That every bump, every bruise, all of the stuff with my knee and all of that, I used Tramiel throughout the entire time. And it helped so much because it's a homeopathic, which means it works with your body's ability to heal itself, and it promotes and encourages your body to heal what's going on in the knee. It also addresses pain. So I would get both the topical as well as the sublingual tablets that you put underneath your tongue and you let them dissolve. Both of those I think are going to help a whole lot. And then I would see how bad the meniscus is torn. Like I was saying in one of the first questions I talked about today, that depending on the depth of the tear in the meniscus, and if you think about it, meniscus tears because of lack of flexibility in there. And a lot of times when people get older, that they don't drink enough water. So increasing water intake can also help with the pain in the knee. Changing the diet, looking at how the acidic state in the diet of what is created from the food is going to help as well. And I would look at the Tramiel and check that out on the Knee Pain Guru website. That's going to help. That, based on the information that you're giving me, that would be the approach that I would start with. So, Judy, let me know if that works for you. Okay. What new techniques or treatments can help cartilage and ligament damage injuries? Question from Nigel. Nigel, one of the ones that I've seen, and I've been working on getting a friend of mine, his name is Dr. Charlie Beck. He's an osteopath that specializes in manual manipulation. And I've been working on getting him on an interview where he talks about a treatment called prolotherapy. Now, he's a doctor. I am not. So he has all the ins and the outs on how the prolotherapy works. And basically, it's a sugar solution or a saline solution that is injected at the site of the injury. And what happens is it causes localized inflammation, which means it sends all of the good stuff that the body uses to heal what's going on at the site of that injury. What I've heard, and this is what I've heard, we'll have to get Dr. Beck on that call, is that they have documented studies of torn ligaments, like completely torn ligaments, like what I was dealing with, that were able to completely regrow. Now, don't quote me on it. That's something that I would have to get Dr. Beck on the call to verify that. However, that's what I have heard. So they got some really, really cool stuff out there that is just amazing. They also, you probably heard the more controversial stuff, the stem cell research, and what they're using as far as putting stem cells at the site of an injury. And stem cells are like the basic cells that develop from when we're an embryo. And they multiply very fast, and they can become anything, any type of cell in our body. They have the ability to adapt like that. Now, with that being said, they can put those and they can grow into new cartilage, they can grow into new meniscus, they can grow into new cartilage, meniscus, and you know, ligaments and tendons and things such as that. So it's something to look into. I'm not exactly sure the work that they're doing right now, like the cutting edge stuff. However, they got some really cool things out there, the technology that will help that once it's torn. Now, from my perspective, there's a lot of different approaches that you can do as a preventative maintenance approach, and also that, depending on the severity of the cartilage or the ligament damage, the body's able to heal itself if given the opportunity to do so. Like if I would have backed off after my initial, when I initially tore my knee, my ligament in my knee, I do believe if given the proper amount of time, my knee could have healed. However, I pushed it and I continued to push it and I didn't pay attention and I didn't go to the doctor and I ended up paying the price. So, Nigel, hopefully that answers your question. You could also do Google searches on prolotherapy, prolotherapy, as well as stem cell research or stem cell therapy for cartilage and ligament damage injuries. So, Nigel, that is your question. Hopefully that answers it. If there are any other questions, please send them to bill@thekneepainguru.com. One of the things, one of the steps that's really important for anyone listening to this is going to my website, thekneepainguru.com, and putting in their first name and valid email address and getting a copy of my free report where I go into the 5 key components that are crucial to chronic knee pain recovery. So that's real important. Go check that out. You're not going to be sorry. There's no risk to you. You'll get follow-up emails from me. It's loaded with lots of good information that I go in and give tips on water and nutrition and exercise and stretching and breathing and all those types of things in the follow-up emails. And, of course, there are opportunities to purchase my ebook, which I believe will benefit those who are experiencing knee pain as well. So thank you all for being here, and I will talk with everyone on the next call.